to the Days of Thunder NASCAR podcast with Cruz.
Hey, I hope you're having a great week. Thanks for joining me for a new episode of the Days of Thunder NASCAR podcast. We're going to talk more about the action, or lack thereof, at Martinsville over the weekend. We'll also talk about some big garage news, and I'll talk more about the race this weekend at Texas, what you can expect, and who I think is going to be at the front of the pack. That's coming up right now as we kick off the Days of Thunder NASCAR podcast.
Time now for your race day rewind.
Well, let's talk about the Cookout 400 that took place at Martinsville Speedway on Sunday. So if you're listening to some different podcasts, there's been a lot of different feedback. A lot of it, for the most part, not really positive, which that happens on those podcasts, which I'm not a big fan of, but I do understand where they're coming from. But what were your thoughts on the race? Now, I'm going to give you my top three highlights. We'll go over the results, and we'll hear from race winner William Byron on that huge victory. But I'd probably give the race itself maybe a B minus, maybe a C plus. Here's the deal. One of my takeaways from Martinsville is that NASCAR still has a problem with this short track package on this new car. It's been a problem since day one, which is pretty wild when you think about it because, you know, you go back a couple years ago and the 1.5 mile tracks were kind of the struggle of the sport. People were just tired of the what they called cookie cutter tracks. Well, fast forward to today, and those tracks are the better ones on the circuit along with the super speedways, but the short tracks are the ones really struggling with this next-gen car. Now, I believe that NASCAR is trying to figure out a solution for this. I also believe that they don't really have one as of yet because we haven't seen that many changes coming to the new car. Does the car need more horsepower? Does it need different tires? I don't work for NASCAR. I'm not an engineer. I don't work on these cars, so truthfully, I don't know, but that seems to be the common denominator from fans and people in the industry, especially if you're listening to Door Bumper Clear, the Dale Jr. Download, even Corey LaJoy's podcast, Stack and Pennies. So I don't know. I really wish we had an answer for this because to me, I enjoy the short track racing almost as much as any other thing that we do in the sport, including road courses, super speedways, and then those cookie cutters. But we got to get this figured out though for sure because there are a lot of eyes on the sport right now, especially after that Netflix series release. Another takeaway from Martinsville was the dominance of Hendrick Motorsports. Now, those cars almost finished 1, 2, 3, 4. Alex Bowman was really trying to get up there into the top five. He didn't make it, but again, William Byron dominating this season so far with another win. Kyle Larson had another strong run, and I thought Chase Elliott was going to move William Byron to win that race. He wanted it bad. He is really needing a victory, but a huge, huge win for Hendrick Motorsports. First time ever that they finished 1, 2, 3. At Martinsville. You know the history on it. And if you don't, I would highly recommend you just Googling Hendrick Motorsports, Martinsville Speedway. That organization has had so many highs and so many lows around that track. And my final takeaway from Martinsville Speedway is what's going on with the Fords? Now, I know Ryan Blaney had a top five finish. Joey Logano also finished sixth, but Ford is winless so far into the season, which is pretty surprising. They seem to have it all figured out last season, you know, Ryan winning the championship, but they're still struggling this year. And with the rumors swirling around Stuart Haas Racing that we'll get into here in a little bit, I don't know. I know Penske will get it figured out. Front Row Racing has been doing pretty well too. Big shout out to Todd Gilliland, who had a great run at Martinsville all day long. But yeah, Ford's really struggling in the Cup Series so far this season. The point standings after the Cookout 400, William Byron sitting at the number one spot, followed by Denny Hamlin, Kyle Larson, Christopher Bell, and Daniel Suarez rounding out the top five. Again, it was a very emotional and big win for Hendrick Motorsports on Sunday. Here's what race winner William Byron, the driver of the number 24 Chevrolet, had to say about it.
I think the more times that you win races, the more you realize how difficult it is and how many things have to go right. And just to stay on that edge to have what it takes to win is difficult. So we've been working super hard. I think we've learned and refined some things as we get through stretches where we have some difficult runs. But there's less doubt in our team that we can do it. And I feel like that is a unique thing that comes with winning races, is knowing that you're capable. If you get everything right and you do your job, you can still win. So but yeah, everyone's really hard. I mean, today it was obvious, you know, we had a great car, but it was really difficult to get to the front.
NASCAR news now.
Well, sad news to share as Bob Labonte has passed away, the father of Cup champions Terry and Bobby Labonte. Bobby releasing a statement saying that this week, Terry and I lost our dad. To many of you who knew him around the garage, knew he was larger than life. To us, he was our dad and also our crew chief, a mentor, our biggest fan and motivator at times, and our hero. Bob Labonte was a two-time car champion and crew chief in the Xfinity Series. Our thoughts and prayers and condolences go out to the Labonte family at this time. This week, Kyle Larson will be in an Indy car. You know, he's going to be in the Indianapolis 500 and the Coca-Cola 600, those races back-to-back the same day. But Larson will be entering this week to really get the feel for the Indy car for the 108th running of the 500-mile event, which is pretty crazy when you think about it. Both those races, though, taking place May 26. John Andretti, Tony Stewart, and Kurt Busch all doing the double in previous years. And you know, Denny Hamlin, he's not afraid to speak his mind, and that kind of bled over on Twitter this week, where he reposted and commented on a NASCAR on Reddit tweet about the Sonoma repave and how they're already having issues with it. Denny saying, when paving on a budget goes wrong, NWB will be next, which that is North Wilkesboro, by the way. Marcus Smith chiming in, not real happy about that tweet, and Denny and Marcus just going at it back and forth. It did get pretty personal at times, but an update on this that Denny and Marcus have buried the hatchet. And Sonoma, the issue with the pavement, it has been repaired and fixed, so we're good there. But you know Denny, he's always got something to say. And it's been the rumor for a number of weeks now that Stewart Haas Racing will be selling a couple of their charters for the upcoming season. This was discussed this week on Door Bumper Clear, where a couple of the guys said, you know, where there's smoke, there could be some fire with this. The rumor is that Stewart Haas will be selling two charters and scaling back down just to two teams. Now, who knows what's going to happen with that? There are also rumors that they are going to lose their tier one spot with Ford due to their performance over the last couple seasons. Again, I hope these are just rumors. And the thing with these charters are, no one really knows truly what their worth and value is. So this could be one of the very first big ones sold in the Cup garage. So we'll see what happens with that. You know, Tony's doing his NHRA stuff, not really that involved in NASCAR, at least in front of the cameras and stuff. He's definitely involved in that team behind the scenes, but we'll see what happens with this latest rumor. And again, that's all it is just a rumor at this point.
This is your Days of Thunder NASCAR podcast.
The Cup Series is going to be in Texas this weekend for the Auto Trader Eco Park or Echo Park Automotive 400. Still not sure on that verbiage for sure. I mean, I'm from a small town in Missouri, so don't judge me too hard. The race itself will be Sunday, April 14th, and the green flag will be around 2:30. I'm looking forward to this race because, again, the package for these mile-and-a-half tracks have been fantastic over the last couple years. I think the Fords are going to have a rebound. I'm going to go that Ryan Blaney's going to have a great run along with Kyle Larson, and I think Denny Hamlin is going to have a solid run too. Those are my top performers. My dark horse for Texas, which is going to sound weird, I'm going with seven-time champion Jimmy Johnson, who will be in the field. He'll be driving his 84 Legacy Motor Club Toyota, but you know, Jimmy's been struggling since he left Hendrick Motorsports on the track, and I think that this week he's going to have a good run in that 84 Advent Health Toyota. So there you go. Be sure to keep up with all things NASCAR on the Days of Thunder Facebook page. I have been in talks with NASCAR and Kansas Speedway. We will have some interviews coming up next week, which I'm super excited about to really get you hyped for that Kansas Speedway race coming up here in May. Have a great week, and don't forget that Denny Hamlin jumped the restart. See ya.
Thanks for listening to Cruise and the Days of Thunder podcast. Find out more NASCAR info at thebull1051.com.